Well, Larry, I don't know if you noticed or not, but it was really kind of exciting because we had talked about snow last Friday, and then you know it actually snowed.
Yes, and you said that it was going to be in the top 10, and I think it was.
I think it's like number 9, though. It was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, well, you got to go back quite a ways. Megastorm, back the introductory you had to Duluth.
Yeah, 3 weeks after I started my new job. Wow.
Back in 91, you got to go back to then to get one in that had more snow. Now, you go way back past that, you'll find more snowy days. The fascinating thing is they compared it with the storm we had in early March of 07, which I remember very well. Anyway, they compared it with that, and then if you go back a little further into the 80s, we had another big storm in early March. But with the exception of the mega storm, these big storms, these big snows, usually come later in the season. One of the fascinating things I found about this storm is the abruptness of it. November, we ended the wonderful month of November, but November was a month where you had some abrupt changes. Boy, that freeze-up came on very quickly around the 6th or 7th of November. And then when we had the snows, if you looked at the days preceding that, the warmest temperature for the whole month of November came on the 24th, almost 50 degrees. 2 days later, the 26th, there was still no snow on the ground. And then the 27th, we got a snow. That was the pre-Thanksgiving storm. And then, of course, we followed it with that was just the getting ready for it, the really big one, which came later. Now, statistics are a little bit confusing because if you looked at the Weather Service, they would say on the 30th of November, we received 14.5 inches of snow. That's correct, but the storm stretched into the 1st of December and added another 7.2, or totally close to 22 inches. Now, if you take that and add it to what we got pre-Thanksgiving, almost 30 inches of snow fell over Thanksgiving. One of the things I enjoyed about that so much was that usually Thanksgiving we have our conversations about food and so forth, and this gave us something else to talk about. Oh, yes, and I think Mother Nature really showed us again. We entered the wonderful month of December, and December is a month that most people like, even though it's cold and it is our darkest month. We followed up that storm. One of the things I love about snowstorms is seeing what happens afterwards. Well, we followed up that storm. The storm ended on Sunday. Monday morning, the temperatures were below zero. When we get a snow cover, the snow cover acts as a insulation to things below it, and that's why a lot of critters will survive better with the big snow, and they move about underneath the snow. I don't see mice and voles and shrew tracks as much because they are under the snow. Grouse bury themselves under the snow. Rabbits and so forth will take shelter under the snow. But it also acts as a reflectant on the surface. We all know that when we have a clear day after a new snow, it is very bright. That is known as the albedo. The albedo of snow is such that it reflects a tremendous amount, and therefore it's not going to warm up as quickly. When we get a snow cover, it usually is going to impact the weather afterwards, and yes, we are getting cold. It also, the cold also changes the snow. You know, you had an interesting forecast that's coming up in the next few days. I would suggest just getting out and checking the texture of the snow in these next few days, because when we get temperatures that get into the 30s, like you said, for Saturday and Sunday, the snow becomes very wet, and we're all quite familiar with that. But when the temperature follows that by dropping down to well below zero, the snow loses a lot of that and becomes much more powdery. Sometimes it becomes very crusty, depending on how warm it got the day before, though I don't think it's going to get warm enough for the snow to turn that crusty this time around. Yet, nevertheless, there are some changes. It was interesting to go out after the snowstorm and just look around the animal tracks were not as prevalent as they were before because it's harder for critters to move. But I saw a lot of deer tracks. Deer tracks were moving all over the place. Obviously, they are hungry. So I decided I'm going to follow them. So I followed them into the woods. It's pretty difficult walking when the snow is up to 18 inches. But I followed them into the woods, and sure enough, they had come across a couple of sites where they were digging in under the snow down to the acorns. We had a good acorn crop here in the fall, and then it was all covered by snow, but the deer must have remembered where it was because they dug out and were able to find the acorns underneath there. Squirrels are another interesting example. The gray squirrels are the type that we usually see around bird feeders. Before the snowfall came, I was getting about 15 gray squirrels. I'm not sure where they all come from, but about 15 gray squirrels at the bird feeder. The day after the snow, the number dropped to about 5. And the rest of them were a little bit too far away. They couldn't make it. But as the days kept going after the storm, they started to show up. And then yesterday, I had about 15 again. They will go pretty much over the snow. And if I look around, I saw a lot of the tracks going over the snow. They're light enough they can hop across the top of the snow. Their cousin, the red squirrels, are more likely to tunnel. Or they will go over the snow, but they're just as likely to tunnel, go under the snow. And then, of course, the flying squirrels don't even need to touch the snow. They've been coming every night lately. So it's interesting to watch that. The other critters of note are the turkeys. The turkeys have been coming through, not as many as there were before. They're a little bit more subdued, a little bit more staying around their roosting sites, but they have still been coming. The other birds of the bird feeder have been coming as well, the chickadees, the nuthatches, the woodpeckers. I have had downy, hairy, and red-bellied woodpeckers every day. This morning, it was joined by number 4, and number 4 was a pileated woodpecker. Pileated woodpeckers are, we're just lucky we have as many as we do. They're just a terrific bird. We have had one here that's been feeding on crab apples in the backyard. We have a crab apple tree that was just loaded, and the berries are still on it. Squirrels have been feeding on it, but more recently, it has been the pileated woodpecker. It's been coming every morning and every evening, and then this morning it decided to come by the bird feeder to get some suet. So that was an interesting sight to see. Other things of note, the snow that settles onto the tree branches. As the time goes on afterwards, a lot of the snow will blow off. But if the tree branches are protected and the snow stays there, it starts to deal with another issue in its life besides wind, and that is gravity. And it starts to sag. The snow starts to sag off of the side of the branches, and it adheres to other snow still there, and it actually forms what we call a snow rope, where it just hangs from the trees. I think it's just beautiful. Some people call it snow garland. Some people call it snow snakes. But it hangs from the trees. And yesterday I was out walking and I found several places where it was going on. Other things of note, December is when we get to the winter solstice. The meteorological winter begins on December 1, but the astronomical winter begins on December 21. And so we call that the winter solstice. Preceding the winter solstice, the days continue to get shorter, and we have earliest sunset of the whole year starting tomorrow, December 7, and going on for a week. Then it will start, the sunsets will start getting later. The sunrises continue to get later. Right now we have about 7:40 as the sunrise and 4:20 as the sunset. And, of course, we have plenty of darkness. And if we have clear skies, we have a beautiful full moon that's going to be coming up this week. I always love the full moons in December. Plenty of time to get out and take a look at it. So, yeah, Lisa, there is life after a snowstorm. And it's worth getting out and taking a look.
It certainly is, and it kind of reminded me of summer. And I stood outside on Sunday afternoon, and there was actually a little bit of watery sunshine here and there, and I thought about the first really, really gorgeous day of, like, May or early June, and all of your neighbors are out with their lawnmowers, and you can smell it, and you can hear it, and And Sunday and afternoon, it was the roar of the snowblowers.
And then you woke up.
And then, okay. Yeah, and then I woke up, exactly. Thanks a bunch, Larry. We'll talk again next week. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.